From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMattei. The University of Miami is leading a national study of aging people with HIV. The 7-year project was just announced this week. WLRN's Alexandra Gonzalez has details.
Researchers will look at the effects of HIV on people as they get older.
It's still an open field. We're really discovering more about the impact of HIV over time today, even this long as we've been following the virus.
Dr. Deborah Jones-Weiss is a psychologist at UM's medical school and one of the leaders of the study. She says Miami's demographics will allow the study to consider health disparities as well.
Here in Miami, we're especially looking at multicultural populations because we have a really diverse population that's different from many other areas of the country.
According to the CDC, South Florida has one of the highest rates of new cases of HIV in the country. UM got $14 million in funding from the National Institutes of Health. I'm Alexander Gonzalez in Miami.
Over the last decade, battery-powered cars have become more common, but advocates for clean energy say there's still a lot of myths about electric vehicles. From our sister station in Tampa, WUSF's Bradley George has this report.
Flying cars were supposed to be the way of the future, right? Well, we're not there yet, but something pretty close was parked outside the Palladium Theater in downtown St. Petersburg earlier this week. It's a Tesla Model Y. The rear doors open automatically, swinging into the air like the wings of a seagull or a time-traveling DeLorean. This Tesla SUV is part of a roadshow where people can test drive electric vehicles. Susan Glickman of the Southern Alliance for Clean Energy says it's all about getting people comfortable with electric cars. And it's a chance to dispel some misconceptions.
Some people didn't realize that you don't need an oil change with an electric vehicle. Some people didn't even realize that you didn't put gas in an electric vehicle. It sounds rather obvious. And there are people that have what's referred to as range anxiety, so they're concerned about the distance.
According to the Alliance of Auto Manufacturers, electric vehicle sales in Florida more than doubled in 2018. But electric cars are still a tiny fraction of the total number of vehicles sold each year. I'm Bradley George in Tampa.
Nearly 100 Miami-Dade County students have spent the summer in the Adrian Arsh Center's Ailey Camp. It's named after the late choreographer Alvin Ailey. Reporter Lily Oppenheimer was there to see the kids showcase their talents during a potluck for parents.
She comes home every night with sore, bandaged knees, but she's happy after learning the new routines at arts camp. Carlia Kinchin is 12 years old, but she's been dancing since she was young.
It gives me a way to express myself more than ballet because it's more lyrical, and so it gives you a way to like have attitude and be free.
Carlia was there with her mom, Tiffany Toombs.
Once she's on the stage, she just becomes a totally different person. So she'll be dancing as long as she can, as long as these knees hold up.
Jairo Ontiveros plans the Arsh Center's outreach, education, and community engagement. He says the camp uses the arts to boost the kids' self-esteem.
Peer-to-peer learning is vital to how Ailey Camp Miami transforms these young lives. So you can have campers that come from Miami Gardens, Alapata, Florida City, Homestead, the beaches, downtown. And the idea here is that they learn from each other.
Ontiveros said about 600 kids interviewed for 100 spots.
To really get a diaspora of Miami children here.
The free talent show is next Saturday, August 3rd, in the Arsh Center's Night Concert Hall. It's called Imagine Us. It's designed to challenge the city to think about future access to the arts. I'm Lily Oppenheimer in Miami.
And this is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMattei.